The storm over slavery gathered force in the years just prior to Buchanan's administration as abolitionist orators and authors aroused New England. Perhaps no one work was more instrumental in galvanizing public opinion than Harriet Beecher Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin, published serially from June 1851 to April 1852. Stephen Foster began composing My Old Kentucky Home in response to this. In fact, his original title for the song was Poor Uncle Tom, Good Night. And the words to the chorus were, Oh, good night, good night, good night, poor Uncle Tom. Grieve not for your Kentucky home. You're bound for a better land, old Uncle Tom. Even though references to Uncle Tom had disappeared by the time the song was published, touring theater companies often interpolated My Old Kentucky Home and Old Folks at Home into their dramatizations of Uncle Tom's Cabin.
You may recall these selections from your own readings of Uncle Tom's Cabin. This is the story of Eliza's flight over the ice in winter. The men hunting down the runaway slave, Eliza, and her infant suddenly appear at the tavern by a river that divides north and south, where Eliza has been hiding out. 1,000 lives seem to be concentrated in that one moment to Eliza. Her room in the tavern opened by a side door to the river. She caught up her child and sprang down the steps toward it. The trader caught a full glimpse of her just as she was disappearing down the bank, and throwing himself from his horse and calling loudly to the others, he was after her like a hound after a deer. In that dizzy moment, her feet scarce seemed to touch the ground, and a moment brought her to the water's edge. Right on behind they came, and, nerved with strength such as God gives only to the desperate, with one wild cry and flying leap, she vaulted sheer over the turbid current by the shore, onto the raft of ice beyond. It was a desperate leap, impossible to anything but madness and despair.